I just want to give you a couple of words from the scripture. On Sunday, we discussed the reality of the Lord's presence and coming into the earth, and how the angels were right around him constantly. And it was an army of angels. So if you'll go to Luke very quickly, I just want to give you a little tiny bit more. Luke chapter 2, which is the birth of our Savior. The verse we really pressed in was verse 13. And it says, "Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'" When I was in Nashville last summer, I came home with this little figurine, which I had never seen one before, which really depicts what I believe is the next verse that we want to look at, which is in Luke 22. So if you'll go to Luke 22, verse 43. You're aware now his angels were there with a mighty army at his birth. But at verse 43, it says, "An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him," which is when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane having a discussion with Papa, saying, "Haven't you got a better plan?" And obviously the plan was, nope, it's the way it's got to be, and it's uncomfortable, but it's got to be. How many know sometimes you can't make God change his mind? But he said he would have helpers every step of the way available to us and for us. So I want to remind you that an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. How many know that you sometimes need strength? And you ain't got it. Admit you ain't got it. That's the first step. Admit it. "I don't have it, Lord. I just don't got it." You know, that's good English, right? And when you admit it, you're realizing that as you humble yourself, he will release the help you need. Okay? And if you go to Hebrews chapter 1. Now, in Hebrews, I'm going to go to the Amplified because I want to show you a couple of things that may help you. How many of you have known that Jesus Christ and his Spirit are alive inside of you? All right. I want you to see verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. The Amplified goes a little deeper to show you who he is that's inside of you. "He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying of the divine, and he is the perfect imprint and the very image of God," or God's nature. Upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. So who is he? What is he doing inside of you and me? He's trying to manifest to those that don't know him by who you are. And when you realize that he's made that investment, and he went through Calvary just to occupy this earth, that's pretty cool. Now, if you'll go to verse 7, you're going to learn another level of the angels, and they're not to be worshipped. You need to ask the Father to send them. That's as simple as that. Verse 7 says, referring to his angels, he says, "God who makes his angels winds," meaning they're fast, "and his ministering servants flames of fire." And it's confirmed in Psalm 104, verse 4.
So they are fast. They're flames of fire. They will actually consume the lack of ability that you have. And if you give them permission, they'll strengthen you. And then the very last verse, verse 18. I'm sorry, not 18, 14. The word says, are not the angels all ministering spirits sent out in the service of God for assistance to those who are inheriting salvation? Literally, it is spelling it out that he has these angels just for me and for you. That's the bottom line. They are around for you and for me, and if we don't ask, we don't get. It's not don't ask and don't tell. It's go ahead, tell. Those angels are on the job for me. I thought I'd get an amen out of you guys. Okay. See, it's not for somebody else. It's for you. And sometimes when we're far away from each other, amen, and you can't nudge on somebody because they're too far away. Like I know somebody who's got a son out in California. Right?
Amen, Lord.
And sometimes they need angels. Last week, I had a gentleman that came over to do some work for me. We got a 40-foot ladder, and because he was working over the windows, he had put a special addition to the ladder at the top. Even though it's aluminum, it still sticks out about 4.5-5 feet wide, and it clips on the top of the ladder. Because he was alone, I offered to help, and so we're now done with the job up on top, and I'm holding one side of the ladder, he's holding the other, and we're letting it come down, and he let it down one notch too many. And guess what? The piece disconnected, and down it came, crashing right next to us. Could have killed both of us, or one of us. But how many know God's angels were on the job? Because it didn't make a dent in the cement. See, the angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are inheriting salvation. Try it on. Close your eyes. Say, the angels are ministering spirits. They're sent forth to minister to me.
Because I inherit salvation.
Because of what Jesus did for me.
So
I'll never be alone.
No matter if I take a snooze.
They don't need to sleep. They're fast. They can be in California in 2 seconds. And burn whatever needs to be burned. And raise up. And encourage. And strengthen those who are weak. Including me. That's all I got. Would you give the Lord a clap offering?
Yes.
I also want to inform you that you have a nudge, Tina and our young friend here are going to have a little bit of a celebration on the 15th of January. Believe it or not, in Three Rivers. Oh, yeah. They've got to invade Three Rivers. They're not satisfied living in West Springfield. They got to come all the way to Three Rivers.
They're going to go to the AmVets?
Yeah, they're coming to the AmVets. And there's a party to benefit them. Because of their financial situation, God has provided some friends to put a meal together. So there'll be an admission of a dinner for $20 and a party that goes with it. So tickets are available. See Donald when you have a chance. I've already got mine, and you'll see me and Irene there, and whoever else God decides to bring.
Amen.
Advertising is all done. I want to bless you with a blessing from Him. So just bow your head, sir. Father, these next few days are designed to recreate the families, recreate them, energize them by the power of the one that created them to begin with. I thank you for the angels that have been commissioned to care for them. I thank you for the angels that are ministering to those who will be going through surgery. Father, I thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke of fear. Because I know that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. I give you praise, Father, that you will just give them the courage to be lovers to those who have less than them. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Share some hugs with each other.